from the guilty pleasures.
Kylie Jenner to the foyer.
I have a little surprise for you.
Some chicken!
To the thrill of the rose.
This is the tough part. Unfortunately, there's going to have to be people that go home tonight.
And the jaw-dropping scandals.
You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything, and I feel bad.
I cheated on
two in one weekend.
Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and this week our episode is a little bit different. It is just going to be me. I'm not joined by a guest, but we have some really great exclusive news coming that is all about what's happening in the world today. Obviously, coronavirus is affecting every person and being all around the world, but we obviously are focused on the entertainment industry and how it's going to impact some of our favorite TV shows. And we have some great exclusive content about how it's specifically going to be affecting the shows about first responders, including Grey's Anatomy, the One Chicago shows, The Good Doctor. You know, there are so many TV shows that are so popular that people are, you know, really worrying about how they're going to be able to move forward. Of course, it's not the biggest worry in the world. There are more important things that everyone is focusing on. But of course, it also employs a lot of people. So this does affect everybody. We want to start out by highlighting some of the non-first responder shows that we know how they are moving forward, including Big Brother, because just today, CBS announced that the premiere is coming August 5th. It's going to be on again 3 days a week, which is what they always do in the summer. It's definitely a nice distraction that I'm looking forward to. It's been a while since I've had a show that I can look forward to multiple times a week. So I'm very, very excited about that. And this season is the All-Stars season, which Us Weekly broke exclusively. My colleague Sharon Tharp has been really tracking this story from the very beginning. So we have a lot of exclusive content on the site about who the cast may or may not be. Right now, most of them are in quarantine, but that includes people who are going to be on the cast and who are alternates, so they may be pushed in later. This is pretty much what they do every season of reality TV. They have alternates waiting for The Challenge, Survivor, things like that, if something happens to the main cast members and they, for some reason, cannot participate in the season last minute. These people are waiting. Basically, what we know is this season's going to be filled with winners, finalists, legends, personalities that people love, basically fan favorites. So this is not an all-winners season, which a lot of people are happy about, because while there has been a lot of interesting winners, there's been way more interesting people who have competed who have not won. So that cast is going to be really incredible, and the cast will be officially announced closer to the premiere, I assume, because they are going to be quarantined. Right now, they are putting in specific health and safety protocols for the entire cast. House guests will undergo a quarantine period prior to production, like I said, which is happening now. They're going to be tested several times prior to going into the show. Once inside, they're going to be tested weekly. They also will have no contact with crew members, which they don't really have, but a lot of the time they're working very closely with them. That'll be a lot different this time around. Supplies will be delivered and completely disinfected before they enter the house. The live show will not have a studio audience, which is obviously something that will be different. Crew and staff members will be tested before and then screened daily for symptoms. They'll be required to wear PPE, work in pods to enhance the social distancing. Again, during interviews and things like that, they won't be getting close. And a compliance officer will be on set at all times to monitor and make sure that protocols are happening. Something that's very interesting is that we talk a lot about Big Brother being so dramatic because people reach a breaking point when they can't leave their house. These contestants will now be forced to be quarantined basically together, which is what the premise of the show is, after they've already spent 4 months basically living inside because of the COVID virus. So I would assume it's safe to say that the drama will be at an all-time high, which is obviously great TV. It will be different, obviously. It will look a little bit different. But the one thing that Big Brother does have going for them is they have so many stationary cameras set around the house, which is why the show works, because on the live feeds, things are happening 24 hours a day. There's not always a cameraman there. There is you know, I mean, I'm sure there always is, but in addition, there's many stationary cameras and mics everywhere, so they don't need as many crew on set as some of the other reality shows and obviously scripted shows do need. So this is a great example of how things are changing going forward and something that we're probably going to see more and more in the future. So next up, we have Bachelorette is also filming at La Quinta Resorts in La Quinta, California. It's not at Bachelor Mansion. It's about 160 miles away. All the men, which was about 42, I think, was the final list that of men that may appear, which is what ABC said. Same kind of thing. The alternates are there. These men, you know, some will make it in and will be part of the season, while others, of course, for certain reasons, could not make it. So they also tested everyone beforehand. There were a lot of protocols of the same kind of thing that ABC went through. The entire season is at a resort. Everyone was quarantined before, including crew. The Bachelorette crew is huge, so it's a lot of people. Of course, they've cut down on it, and Us Weekly has confirmed that, but they also just quarantined a ton of them so that everyone that is inside the resort cannot leave the resort, and people from the outside aren't coming in. So there's no press visits. There's no, you know, outside friends and family visiting unless they're quarantined ahead of time. So that's something that's definitely going to be happening. Wendy Williams is another one who announced this week that she is going back in studio September 21st. Now, she went on an indefinite hiatus back in May due to her Graves' disease, but she is going to be back. It is going to be the first, as we know, live audience daytime talk show that's going to be back fully in studio. So we will see how that's going to happen. Of course, this could change at any time. Sci-Fi's Van Helsing became the first U.S. series to resume filming in Canada this week. Of course, the Friends reunion on HBO Max has been delayed multiple times. David Schwimmer says that they should be filming in August. That's the latest interview he's done. But of course, he said, and multiple of the producers have said that, you know, that could change at any time. This, of course, health and the well-being of the staff and the cast and everyone involved is the first priority. And then on another live TV side, NBC is reportedly in talks with Lorne Michaels to resume filming in studio production this fall for Saturday Night Live. Could mean no audience, could mean less cameramen like we had talked about with Big Brother. You know, it's all kind of still up in the air, so that will be determined at a later date. So as we get into the first responder shows, I will tell you some of this is source reporting and some of this is exclusive comments from the producers of the shows. I've done really my best on gathering some of this information so that we could bring you the most up-to-date info. That said, everything is subject to change. Like we've stated multiple times, with COVID, we never know what's going to happen, when there's going to be another outbreak, or when things are going to magically clear up, which is what I'm optimistic about. I'm hoping that that's a possibility somehow. We're going to start our first responders rundown here with an exclusive statement from the residents, Amy Holden Jones, who tells us, "We are facing the greatest healthcare crisis of our generation, and the resident takes it head on. Our premiere deals with the early days of the outbreak, focusing on the effect of our hero doctors and nurses as they risk their lives daily. Long term, sadly, the after effects of COVID-19 will go on, even after we have a vaccine, and we'll be there to show that as well." So the resident didn't actually need to bring in outside consultants because they have a doctor and nurse on the writing staff who actually went through it. One of them who was working in the ICU in Boston. So, and she's written a lot about her coronavirus experience. So this is something that it was definitely a pro for them, as they didn't have to bring in anyone from the outside. Their onset nurse has also been volunteering in New York City and Texas. So it's a very, very tragic situation, but they've had firsthand experience that they can make the show as real as possible, which is definitely a plus for them. Going on to New Amsterdam, EP and showrunner David Schulner spoke to us and told us that as a show about a public hospital in New York, they feel they have the responsibility to address it head on. So the target of how they're going to do that is, quote, constantly moving. Of course, New York was first the epicenter, but now it's one of the few cities that is heading in the right direction. So he's kind of waiting to see what that will look like when shooting begins. What will it look like when the show actually airs? So they don't want to depict a reality that's already passed, but they also don't want to predict the future. So they're kind of still waiting on what's going to happen. He also tells us that racial inequalities, anti-vaccine movements, violence against healthcare workers, and many other issues are still there to stay, unfortunately. So that's something that they will be highlighting, as well as politicized healthcare. So that's something that they are all kind of planning to cover in the show, and they will be addressing in the future. Next up, we have Grey's Anatomy. Showrunner Krista Vernoff has confirmed that they're going to address the pandemic for sure, and there's really no way around it. She says, quote, the doctors come in and we're the first people they're talking to about these types of experiences they're having. They're shaking and trying not to cry. They're pale, talking about it as a war they were not trained for. It's been one of our big conversations about Owen, who served in the Army, that he's actually trained for in this way that most of the doctors aren't. So she kind of explained that she has doctors coming into set and talking about their experiences so that they can kind of plan on going forward and how the writer's room can write that stuff in. And they really want to make it, of course, as painful and upsetting as these stories are, they want to make it an uplifting story for those who have had positive experiences as well as these horrifying experiences. 911 on Fox. For this, we have some exclusive source info. There are conversations about writing in the pandemic and kind of wearing masks on the show, having this take place in the midst of it all. But also there's an idea that there could be a little time jump. So while they acknowledge what's happening, they're kind of living in a post-COVID world that would allow them not to have to wear masks on camera. But again, if they're filming, they're going to be having to wear masks a ton anyways. So again, this is all up in the air. They have not made this decision yet. 911 was pushed to mid-season, so they have a little bit of time. So that is to be determined. And lastly, of course, I had to cover the One Chicago shows, of course, Chicago Med, Fire, and PD. Conversations are going on across all of the shows, and many ideas have been thrown around. Of course, nothing's 100%, but the pandemic will be written into the storylines. The Chicago Med showrunners have spoken out and said that, of course, they will be. It just takes time to figure out how. We've also found out exclusively that they're going to try to reflect the world as it will be when they air. So they want to kind of think of how the people living in Chicago will be out and about in the fall and winter in 2020. So will there be masks? Will there be social distancing? Talks of treatments, vaccines? Will there be fewer people allowed into the firehouse? All of those types of things that are going to affect every single moment and lifetime of all of the firefighters and everyone in Chicago. So this is definitely something that's going to have a long-term effect, including on Chicago PD when they are taking in people, how the protocols for that are different. And of course, on Chicago Med when people are coming in and out of the hospital. Guys, we're so excited to be sharing all this exclusive information, and I will have a rundown of all of it on usmagazine.com. I am very anxious to see some fall TV come back, but I am happy to hear that every show I've reached out to has said, you know, there's no rush. This is all about keeping people safe. Ultimately, that is what the most important thing is. As always, we want to wrap up our podcast with a few shout outs, starting with Woman of the Week. This week goes to Monica Raymond, who, as you guys know, I adore. She's, of course, a Chicago Fire alum, but she's on Hightown now on Stars. The finale aired this week and she portrayed Attic Jackie through the whole thing. And she was just incredible. If you haven't watched it, this season is only 8 episodes. I really, really suggest checking that out. Woman to watch this week is actually Women to Watch because it's the entire cast of Wynonna Earp. The show is back with season 4. It's been a long wait, but it is worth it. So Sunday night, make sure to tune in. I will say the cast and creator, because Emily Arpus is incredible. We have an exclusive interview in the magazine this week with her. Make sure to check that out. And then my What to Watch, there's a few things coming up this week. I didn't want to pick a favorite because there are some that I really like. The Kissing Booth, of course, the second movie is out on Netflix, which is fun. Room 104 comes back on HBO with its final season. And then Max debuts on Hulu with Christopher Maloney. And that's something very different than SVU fans have ever seen him play. So I would definitely check that out. As always, guys, you can reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta and let me know what you're watching, what you're loving, what you're hating. I want to hear it all. Tell me what shows you want to hear more about. I definitely am looking to expand. And guys, there's so much out there. I can't watch it all. Tell me what I'm missing out on. I really want to hear from you. And if you love the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a comment. I am reading all of them. Thanks, guys. Until next week.